One thing for sure that the Jewish people did not do as they prepared for their exodus from Egypt was to check the weather. To a slave nation on the cusp of freedom, it was irrelevant to them whether the day they left was hot or cold or rainy. They were just excited to get out. So it's odd that Moshe, in one of his first speeches to the slave nation, says to them, Hayom, today you are leaving B'chodesh Ha'aviv, in the springtime. Rashi asks, Moshe felt it necessary to point out to the Jewish people the weather? He needed to tell them it was springtime? Rashi answers with a beautiful idea. Moshe was saying to the Jewish people, look at the weather. You don't care. To you it doesn't matter, but I want you to notice how much Hashem loves you. I want you to notice how perfect He made it for you. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You don't have to worry if the baby is bundled. It's not raining. You don't have to worry if the kids can't get their rain boots on. It's just perfect. And you might not care, but I want you to know how much Hashem loved you. So I'll point it out, says Moshe to the Jewish people. Stop for a moment and look at how perfect the weather is. We as parents spend our lives doing things for our children. From the moment they're born throughout the rest of their lives, we are constantly bestowing our kindness upon them. Waking up in the middle of the night to clothe and to feed as they get older, making lunches and packing their bags and running carpools. It's one thing after another. And we do it because we love our children. And we also want our children to know that the reason why we're doing this is because we love them. And we want the children to appreciate that. But children, as children, don't always see the things that we do for them. And they don't always appreciate that that which we're doing for them is out of our love for them. And we don't want to be the ones to always point that out. We don't want to be the ones to lecture them and to say, I'm doing this, I make lunches, I do laundry because I love you. It doesn't sound right. But we have a secret weatherman, our spouse. Whereas we might not want to point out how much we love our children and therefore we do things, our spouse can. Mommy can say at the table, do you know how much Daddy loves you? Did you see what he did for you today? Did you see how many times he ran back and forth from the field to the house to bring you your glove that you forgot? He loves you. That's why he did that. Did you thank him? Daddy can say at the Shabbos table, did you see how much Mommy loves you? Did you notice that she made your favorite dish? It's because she wants to do things for you. Did you make it a point to thank her? Each spouse can point out for each other the things that they do out of their love for their children. And that's an environment that's fantastic for a child to grow up in which they hear their parents. They are pointed out how much their parents love them. And it's beautiful for a marriage, for each spouse to hear the things that each other does for each other and for their children. Make it a point at least once a week to each point out to the children the things that the other spouse is doing for them because they love them, because they care about them. Let the children see how much each of you notice how much you're doing for the children, that the children should feel and sense that they are surrounded by parents who are doing things for them because they love them. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.